Bible. We're going to be in James chapter 3, looking at verse 13. So James 3, 13. He who is wise and understanding among you, by his good conduct, let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. Interesting. 13 through 18, my Bible has wisdom from above. And so he who is wise and understanding among you. Who is wise and understanding among you? By his good conduct, let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. Oftentimes we talk about wise, talk about understanding. And a lot of times that's used for information. Yeah, that person's wise because they have information. That person's wise because of this. But as you look at James in chapter 3, wisdom and understanding are something that are demonstrated. They're not just intellectual knowledge. It's something that's actually seen in actions. By his good conduct, so an individual can have wisdom and understanding, but it's going to be demonstrated by his conduct. Let him show his works. Again, here are the things that are going to be shown out of their lives. Within meekness of wisdom. I don't know about you, but I love to work with people that aren't know-it-alls. I love to be around people that don't have it all together. I love to be around people that don't talk about themselves all the time. And so as a family of God, living in the community that we live in, being part of a church family, may our wisdom and understanding be demonstrated in our conduct and in the attitude of our conduct, in the meekness of wisdom. Meekness, having power that is under control, not lording it over people, submitting it to people, not thinking less of yourself, but not thinking too much of yourself, and there's a balance and all that. That's meekness, walking in that middle area well, not always poor me or oh, look at me. It's in, okay, I'm walking in meekness. I'm living differently. And so there's, you know, other things that are around that, but it's just kind of, you know, fun for me. And I hope it is fun for you. It's just to really process the words part of it and spend some time thinking our way through it. And then how's that going to live out in the actions? Maybe it's, you know, another opportunity to apply this. Well, you might know the answer to someone, but they haven't asked you for any help or advice or wisdom. So you don't go give the answer. Or you might have an answer for someone, and so you might offer it graciously. Hey, have you ever thought about, you know, this? That's, you know, a way to live as well. What we don't want to do is be individuals that have wisdom, and it's not being demonstrated in our conduct. We have a life that is not being reflected of the way Jesus would live his life. We're not living a lifestyle or a conduct that is representing the gospel. And so that's easy. That's not easy. That's not always fun. We're not going to do that perfectly. So, you know, we need to walk in, you know, quick to be asked for forgiveness, part of our lives, but it's an opportunity for us to be aware of something that we can work on, think about, process, and make part of our lives moving forward until we get a chance to meet Jesus face to face. So let's pray. Jesus, I thank you for the opportunity to be able to just process your word. You've left us truth. You want truth to mold and shape our lives. And so we have to work at it and know it and let it be poured into who we are as individuals. But not just become head knowledge people, that it actually would affect our conduct. It actually would affect our actions. It would be demonstrated in our lifestyle. So thank you for the opportunity to serve you, Jesus. We need you and we love you. It's in your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.